Hello everyone, how's it going on this bright, beautiful morning? It's dark out, but always a great time for some music. This is Comfy and Nautica. My name is Ethan Messner, and I'm so excited for you to join me. And so today we're just gonna obviously play some more fun psychedelic music, some more experimental stuff, but descent into the weird, and that's what it's all about. So we're gonna start off right here. This is Courtney Barnett's Hopefulness off of her record. Tell me how you really feel. Thank you. Hope you enjoy.
Empty bottle blue.
That was Rainbow Conversation by Stereolab, an all-time favorite band for me. Stereolab just put out some of the most amazing records of all time. Just fantastic. They're a band from or French band. They're absolutely fantastic. All just such a talented group of individuals, and just all around fantastic. That album's called Dots and Loops. And next up, we're gonna sort of turn a little bit. We'll go to a bit of a more modern experimental band called Animal Collective, another one of my favorites. This is off one of their earlier records called Spirit They're Gone, Spirit They Vanished. This song is called April and the Phantom. And I hope you enjoy it. Once again, this is Ethan Essner, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much, and please enjoy.
cat has got no friends. Kid has got no friends. Kid has got no friends at all.
That was Jockey Full of Bourbon by Tom Waits off his record Rain Dogs, an individual that needs no introduction. Tom Waits, one of the great songwriting geniuses, and that is just another one of his masterpieces in the long line of records and songs that he's ever put out. Without further ado, we're gonna switch a little bit up the setting, the genre, I would say. So we're gonna step into some more classic weird rock from the Woodstock age. We're gonna listen to some put on some Jimi Hendrix. We're gonna move into some more, you know, say swirly rock. Once again, actually, to rephrase the song from before, the Animal Collective song was called April and the Phantom. It's and none of that static in the beginning was a mistake. That is all a part of the song, and that those weird little clingy sound effects at the end, that is all part of the song. And of course, Jockey Full of Bourbon by Tom Waits was just played. And next up, we're going to play Manic Depression by Jimi Hendrix, and the Jimi Hendrix Experience off of the album All You're Experienced. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is Comfy and Nautica.
Just don't know how to go about getting it. passion has captured my soul. I could caress. Manic depression is a frustrating mess. Wow! We'll be right back.
That is just one of the most beautiful ballads. I don't even call it a ballad, just a beautiful arrangement by the great Miles Davis. That is a piece called Nemum Talvez off of his spliced live / studio record called Live Evil. I believe it was from 1971. And talk about albums that never got enough credit when they were first released. That is just an absolutely underrated and underappreciated and undernoticed Miles Davis record. I feel like people sort of get to Bitches Brew in 1970 and sort of stop and don't continue with the brilliant stuff that he was even putting out after that, when people believe that maybe was where he peaked. Live Evil came out just a year or two after the sort of creation process of Bitches Brew, and it is absolutely incredible and absolutely deserves a listen if you've not given it one. It's just full of these beautiful symphonic heavy vibrato pieces from Davis, as he always does, and just incredible stuff as always. And that, to sort of exit the interlude as we just listened, we're going to put on some more rock stuff. So we're gonna enter a little bit of a noise rock phase here with Radiohead, but not just any Radiohead. Pablo Honey Radiohead. If you know, you know. Their first record, in which Creep was off, which, you know, people will give Creep, you know, the credit and also the mixed reception, but I personally just think that Creep is overplayed. But also, you know, it is a fantastic song, but while being overplayed at the same time, it's this sort of weird mix. But the last song off Pablo Honey, let's talk about that. The song called Blowout, that nobody listened to, I feel, ever. It's the last song off Pablo Honey. I feel like people never really tend to get to the end of the album, and it is, in my opinion, maybe my top 20 Radiohead songs ever. It's incredible. It's noise rock. It's very to foreshadow a future band I may play during this show. It's very Yola Tango-y, very noise, very ambient, also really kind of ambient at times. It's very shoegazy, even. It's these mixtures of all these different types of genres, and I think that Blowout is an absolutely incredible testament to the diversity of what Radiohead was able to put out and still is able to put out. So this song is called Blowout. It is the final song off Pablo Honey. I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. This is Comfy and Nautica, and my name is Ethan Essner.
And turns to stone. Everything I told her.
I wasn't involved.
That was Saturday by one of my favorite bands of all time, Yola Tango, off of another one of my favorite records of all time called And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out from 2000. One of the great noise rock albums of all time. Honestly, from front to back, it is a perfect record. Every song is absolutely incredible, dynamic, complex, but also being just so beautiful to the ear. And now we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to exit the States. Move a little bit closer to Europe and Scandinavia with the great Scandinavian singers Björk. We're going to play something from my personal favorite record by her, Vespertine. The song is called It's Not Up to You. And yeah, here it comes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy. Still happen.
Oh,
That was No Quarter by Led Zeppelin off their great record, Houses of the Holy. And we're approaching the end of this morning's show. I'm just going to read a quick little PSA that I think correlates well to I guess, the premise of this show. It's from Apple Jam Productions here at Tufts. It's just a question. Do you like shoegaze music more than the average person? Well, finally, we've got some good news for you. Apple Jam Productions is a student-run club devoted to booking live concerts, visual and visual art publications, and other performances. They work with both local and national artists who are overlooked by the larger booking agencies on campus. Apple Jam also collects student art and poetry submissions for a yearly zine. You can follow them on Instagram at Apple Jam Productions to learn more and find out about upcoming shows. This has been a public service announcement from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That is a lovely all information dump from the Great Apple Jam Club at Tufts. They put on shows every once in a while, and yeah, I guess they have some shoegaze stuff, so absolutely go check that out. So as we reach the end, we can reflect back. Let's just listen to No Quarter by Led Zeppelin. Before that was Björk's It's Not Up to You, Vespertine. Whenever I listen to Björk, or just honestly any Scandinavian singer in general, just, you know, the pitch, the tone is so distinct. It's just beautiful. It's operatic. It's so many different mixtures of styles. You know, Leaky Lee, Björk, they're all just, they have this very distinct style to them. And Vespertine itself is just one of the most beautiful testaments to the Scandinavian singing genre, Scandinavian singing style as a whole. Whenever I think of Björk, I think of Dancer in the Dark, the Lars von Trier film. Just one of the most incredible, beautiful musicals ever made. If you have not seen it, it's incredible. Björk stars as a woman who is going blind, and it's a heartbreaking story about sort of the fall to losing one's sight, and, you know, wanting to see and experience the world to its fullest, as you know, one of your senses sort of deteriorates over time. It's a beautiful, meaningful, very poignant film. With that, we're going to transition to our final song of this morning. It is A Method by TV on the Radio, a band that means so much to me, and it means so much to have them be the final closing song of the show. One of their great records, Return to Cookie Mountain. Just beautiful song, beautiful record, everything, all the above. To you on the radio, I love you so much. And they will click closing out Comfy and Nautica this morning. Once again, this is Ethan Esther, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you, and have a great morning and a great day, everyone.
There's a problem.